Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Continuing the conversation today and focusing on your good health because it is extremely important.
Well, the Koch brothers,
I've talked about my health in this program.
They apparently
a number of times recently because
are willing to back Democrats in 2020 over just
had a colonoscopy.
Issue.
Recommend you do the
and
same.
And that's the dreamers. At least that's the age.
I was told my resting heart rate was
apparently
57.
Donald Trump's.
Yes, I've talked about it about 100 times.
Hard line.
I'm kind of proud of that. You know, we work out, we take care of
illegal
ourselves.
Immigration.
We go to the MAC and make
and the
sure
influx
that, you know,
of people into this country by the millions.
Mobile.
That hard
and
line
next
is pushing the Koch brothers'
all
political organization.
Healthy. Ted Glenn, Dr. Ted
Glenn
different
is the
vice
possibly
president of medical
and
education.
Can support the primary
elections
of lawmakers regardless of political party who stick their necks out to lead divisive and diverse policy coalition.
Now, I was born in Sparrow Hospital.
And I bring this to your attention. The brothers, by the way, David is 79. Charles,
in fact, there was a Dog and Suds restaurant.
They have been mega donors and power brokers and Republican
no
and conservative
the place
circles
has
for years.
My point,
and but against every indication that they would support Democrats,
are so much more advanced than they were just 50 years ago. So when it comes to education and research in the areas that your expertise is in, man, you must be astounded every day at some of the things we're doing today.
It is tremendous, and Sparrow Health System, the breadth of technology and treatment options that we can provide, both standard of care and actually clinical trials here close to home in the community, multi-center trials where patients don't have other options. And so we partner with other institutions like the Mayo Clinic and provide these new cutting-edge technologies without patients having to leave the geographic region, and that's important.
It certainly is, and it starts with things like the fact that you have a level 5 trauma center. You're the only trauma center serving this area. So when it comes to a situation of dire emergency, you're right on the front line. But you're also on the front line of cutting-edge technology, like you just mentioned. I mean, you think about the advancements in treating heart disease or cancer or diabetes. The advancements made in the last several years are incredible. And what they give the patients, your patients, is a higher quality of life for a lot more years. And that's incredible.
Absolutely is. And yes, we have a level 1 trauma center led by a tremendous team. We are the busiest volume-wise in the state of Michigan. The other offerings that we have are as you've described. And it's important, and we do this work, and I know we're going to talk a bit about the mobile health clinic because there is a population of patients, vulnerable groups, the medically disenfranchised who don't have the options that many of us may or may not take for granted. And so there's a balance there.
And I want to get into that because one of the things, doctor, that I have found anytime that I'm dealing with Sparrow, and I have a tendency to check out your emergency room every couple of years just to make sure everything's up to snuff. So I walk in there. But what I find at Sparrow is that there's this family atmosphere. It's not just one person I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with a team, a family, if you will. So when you take your show on the road with the mobile clinics, that whole family atmosphere, I assume, goes right along with you.
Absolutely. Actually, my wife is a nurse at Sparrow and has joined me on many of the mobile clinic outreach events. And I think that's important that the approach is one of a teamwork, and we're reaching out into the community to provide this care in the community where individuals have that support network. And I think that culture does move into those settings, and it's very important.
Well, certainly, and Sparrow is, I mean, when you think about the mid-Michigan community, there are certain things that come to mind. You think about the Capitol, you think about Michigan State, and you think about Sparrow. I mean, these are cornerstones of this community that have been here as long as I have. And so when it comes to thinking about these things, it's just part of the fabric of who we are in mid-Michigan. Now, let me ask you this. When you talk about going into a community where people don't have the health care they need, or they are disenfranchised, as you put it, you guys, no pun intended, but you really are lifesavers.
Well, absolutely, and I worked in the emergency departments here in Greater Lansing and prior to that in San Antonio, Texas for 25 years. And one of my frustrations, we're seeing patients who are receiving episodic fragmented care. And certainly we do wonderful work and save lives every day, but there is an opportunity to intervene sooner on these chronic diseases that patients suffer from, where we could mitigate some of that progression if we could just get consistent continuity of care, general health maintenance prevention. And that's something we're missing, in, especially in these populations that face barriers that really span a spectrum from transportation issues to complex administrative paperwork. And in fact, some distrust of the healthcare system. It's complicated.
Yes.
So, yes, you've got that exactly right.
And the resources that a facility like yours has, and the several facilities that you have throughout the Sparrow network, if you will, you have resources that maybe some of the smaller communities just don't have access to. So when you go out, you can expand your footprint. You can expand your reach and get into places that maybe have been overlooked for the last few years.
Absolutely. And with our new mobile health clinic that really was created and we were able to build and purchase from generous community donors, we are deploying that now and we are reaching out to numerous stakeholders. We've had a great partnership with Ingham County Health Department. We want to expand that into the mid-Michigan 8-county region and really look to other county health departments, other affiliate and hospital sites within the Sparrow Health System. So there is a great opportunity here for us to work with numerous stakeholders.
And not to mention, it's a great place for people that grow up here. You mentioned your wife is a nurse. Great opportunities for people to join the Sparrow family as professionals as well coming through. And so that's also part of what Sparrow can offer the region. If people want to find out more about the mobile clinic, everything that Sparrow is and where Sparrow is going, what should they do, Doctor?
Please go to sparrow.org/mobile clinic. That's a landing page. You can learn more about the mobile clinic outreach, where we'll be, times and locations, and from there you can navigate throughout the Sparrow webpage system.
All right, Dr. Ted Glynn, Vice President, Medical Education Research for Sparrow Hospital. Great job today, Doctor. Thank you for being here.
Steve, thank you for the opportunity. Have a great day.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.